186. Franklin's prophecy. It was with a feeling of real relief that the delegates finally came to the end of their labors. As they were putting their names to the Constitution, Franklin pointed to a rising sun that was painted on the wall behind the presiding officer's chair. He said that painters often found it difficult to show the difference between a rising sun and a setting sun.
"I have often and often," said the old statesman, "looked at that behind the president without being able to tell whether it was rising or setting. But now, at length, I have the happiness to know that it is a rising and not a setting sun."
And so, indeed, it has proved to be. 187. The Constitution. It will be well now to note some of the points in which the new Constitution was unlike the old Articles of Confederation. In the first place, the government of the Confederation had to do only with the states. The new government would deal directly with individuals. For instance, when the old Congress needed money, it called on the states to give it. If a state refused to give any money, Congress could remonstrate, and that was all. The new government could order individuals to pay taxes. Anyone who refused to pay his tax would be tried in a United States court and compelled to pay or go to prison. In the second place, the old government had almost no executive powers. The new government would have a very strong executive in the person of the President of the United States.